Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Yesterday, of course, was International Holocaust Memorial Remembrance Day. This is the United Nations version of or day that it is, that this is commemorated. But how are we doing? How is the world doing? How did yesterday play out in relation to October the 7th? Well, Jacob Nowakowski is the director at the Cape Town Holocaust and Genocide Center. He joins us this morning. Jacob, very good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm well. How about you?
I am good, thank you. So yesterday, of course, it's not Yom HaShoah, but it is the day that the United Nations has chosen to commemorate a memorial around the Holocaust. The UN has not exactly covered itself in glory with regard to Israel, with regard to Jews. How does that function? Do they look at these things very separately? Do they still commemorate it? What is the approach?
Yes, I think these are two separate subjects. The Holocaust Memorial Day was created almost 20 years ago. It was 2005 when January 27 was adopted as this internationally recognized day when we should look at Auschwitz, globally look at Auschwitz, to focus our attention for this one day on what happened in that very place, the largest death camp ever built with 1.1 million victims, one million of them European Jews, but also through the lens of Auschwitz to look at what happened around Auschwitz across all of the occupied Europe and beyond, as the Jews were killed not only in Europe but also in places as far from Europe as what is today in Senegal, where French Vichy government run camps. So in that sense, UN has chosen that day because of the scale of Auschwitz, because of the gravity of Auschwitz. And I think it has been doing, along with all the other institutions and partners that are commemorating that day, and governments, and most of all the Auschwitz Museum, right, quite well in focusing our attention on that particular situation. So I think this is slightly different from the current politics.
Right. In other words, separating them, looking at that in of itself, it's a positive commemoration and day worthy of, obviously, of being commemorated. And the United Nations, through their various bodies, you're saying, does a reasonable job at observing this day in of itself.
Yes. And I mean, United Nations is only and one of the organizations, and education about the Holocaust will depend and will differ in different countries, and will depend on the policies of all those countries. So United Nations doesn't have any power to enforce anything on independent states and countries. So education about Holocaust is certainly something that is problematic in that sense, that October 7th has shown how quickly the conflation took place between the current day issues and the Holocaust. It showed how little actual knowledge people have about what happened, that perhaps in this Holocaust education we've been focusing too much on commemorating, celebrating, remembering, rather than on actual education, actual numbers, actual facts that will help people to understand how Auschwitz as an actual place, physical place, is different from other places of mass violence that existed before and after. This is perhaps something that this is a lesson of October 7 for us in the Holocaust educational world.
What's interesting as well is that the South African government has remained silent, whereas many, many governments and international areas of government would comment on International Memorial Day, the Holocaust Memorial Day. The South African government has remained once again completely silent.
Yes, yes, and that's unfortunate. And again, it is up to the governments to decide how and how they are celebrating, if they are recognizing that day. The Auschwitz Museum, for many, many years now, is not inviting politics. It's not inviting specific people. It extends invitations only to the survivors, and their entire focus is on the survivors. And then it is up to the countries that are interested, that are supporting Auschwitz Museum, to decide who, if anyone, is coming to be there with everybody else. So it is unfortunate. And I think, you know, Auschwitz and the story of the Holocaust has many lessons for us today, lesson of resilience, of strength, of hope. But also, you know, the lessons of courage, not only to survive the horrible things that happened during the Holocaust, but to face what happened after. You know, it is, you know, the survivors in January 27 in Auschwitz were liberated by the Russians from the fear of death, but they were not liberated from the fear of life that they had to rebuild. And I think this is something that, when looking at those people, we see how some of them were able to rebuild their lives and remain optimistic. And I think one of the greatest lessons we can take from them today, after all those years, is not that much lessons of, not only the lessons of the history, of facts, of so on and so on, but actually lessons of forgiveness, of how to move on, how to let go the anger and focus on future. This lesson of forgiveness is something that is terribly important for us, I think, these days across the globe.
And that is where we leave it. And that's Jacob Nowakowski, who's the director of the Cape Town Holocaust and Genocide Center. And to the point that he is making, we know that Holocaust survivors are called Holocaust survivors. They aren't called Holocaust victims. They chose to identify in terms of the fact that they survived, which is about moving forward. It is 8:44.